Tonight, Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump returns to the rally stage for the first time since the assassination attempt on his life exactly 1 week ago. The former president is campaigning in Grand Rapids, Michigan, a crucial swing state that he won in 2016 but lost in 2020. NPR's White House correspondent Franco Ordonez is there. We'll talk to him in a bit, but first, I want to check in with NPR political reporter Elena Moore. She's in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, where President Biden is recovering from COVID. Hi, Elena.
Hey there.
All right, so the president has been isolating in Rehoboth Beach. How's he doing?
His doctor says the president's health is improving. He's taking the antiviral Paxlovid, and we're getting regular updates from his staff. But having to isolate right now comes at a really bad time for Biden's campaign. He's been trying to push back on concerns from leaders within his own party that he's up for this re-election campaign, you know, after that poor debate performance about 3 weeks ago. So, you know, we saw Biden really amped up on the campaign trail, doing lots of stops. He headed out to a number of swing states over these past few weeks and held these big events, but that all got cut short because he tested positive for COVID. So now we are here in Delaware, and, you know, the calls from elected leaders to exit the race just keep coming.
And yet President Biden has been pretty insistent that he's staying in the race. Mm-hmm. Who are some of the most notable people to come forward, at least publicly, this weekend asking him to change his mind?
Yeah, well, last night we saw Senator Sherrod Brown of Ohio come forward, and he's in a really competitive race this fall, and he argues that the speculation around Biden's political future is actually taking away from the messaging around issues that he is trying to use to keep his seat, you know? And, you know, he was actually the fourth senator to call for Biden to step aside, and there's been more than two dozen elected House Democrats who have said the same thing. And yesterday, the statements kind of just piled up, you know? There were four influential members, part of some key groups within the House, the Black, Progressive, and Hispanic caucuses, and they sent a letter to Biden urging him to drop out.
All right. And so, like, if he were to drop out, who would be stepping in as the candidate?
I mean, it's really unclear right now, and there's just not a lot of time. But the obvious frontrunner would be Vice President Kamala Harris. She's already on the ticket with Biden. And actually, interestingly enough, today we heard new support coming from Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren. Huh. She was speaking on MSNBC, and she didn't actually call for Biden to exit the race, but she did say Harris would be ready to step up and, you know, take on Trump. So Harris has very much stayed out of this conversation. But, you know, she'll be out campaigning this week. She's in Massachusetts today and will make a stop in Milwaukee. So we'll be sure to keep seeing her.
And how has the Biden campaign been responding to all of this speculation?
Well, on a call this morning with reporters, Biden campaign spokesman Michael Tyler said that the president would be back out campaigning next week once he gets that green light from his doctor. But Tyler wouldn't say when exactly or where the president might go first. And despite the campaign's full steam ahead message right now, Biden's future remains very unclear. And Democrats really don't have a lot of time. Their convention is a month away.
That was NPR's Elena Moore in Delaware. Earlier this evening, I also spoke to NPR's Franco Ordonez while he was at the Trump-Vance rally in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Franco, we got to see Trump and Vance together for the first time on the campaign stage. What was it like?
Yeah, I can tell you there is a lot of energy here, and you can probably still hear it. I mean, Vance took the stage first at the event and warmed up the crowd. There's a lot of JD chants, JD, JD. Even though he was poking jokes at their expense, obviously he's from Ohio State, and Ohio State has a big rivalry with Michigan, the college towns here. But they ate it up, you know. And he's also said over and over again how important this state was, how important Michigan was for this election. Vance also introduced Trump to the stage to very big applause, as you can imagine. And this was the first opportunity to see those two leaders on stage together in a campaign rally. You see their chemistry on stage. So they didn't really spend that much time together. The two really want to capitalize on the momentum after the RNC convention in Milwaukee. Vance also talked about his personal story a bit, growing up in a working class Southern Ohio. You know, this was really very much an effort to connect with battleground state voters.
Yeah, this is also the first rally since Trump was shot. And, you know, he said he was only going to talk about the shootings once. Did he address it again?
It didn't take him very long to bring up the shooting. I think it was less than 5 minutes. You know, he talked about, you know, about the shot, thanking God that he wasn't hurt, or that he wasn't, you know, worse hurt, telling the crowd, as he did in Milwaukee, that he was lucky to be there. I mean, it was really soon that he brought it up. You know, I was really wondering how much he would talk about that, as well as unity. You know, he really didn't go much down the road of national unity. Mm-hmm. He quickly turned to attacking Biden and the administration. He went through his list of grievances that he often does, partisan witch hunts, invasion at the border. You know, he attacked Biden and the Biden Democrats for saying that he was a threat to democracy. He got a huge cheer when he said he took a bullet for democracy. You know, it just wasn't that much unity, but it was definitely stoking the crowd, and the crowd ate it up.
Yeah, I just want to go back to J.D. Vance real quick. He's been pretty key to the campaign's Michigan strategy, yeah?
Yeah, he's a big part of their campaign strategy, their effort to get working class voters across states like Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania. Vance, as I said earlier, is from Ohio, but he's often mentioned how important Michigan is. Trump won Michigan in 2016, but Biden flipped it 4 years ago, and Trump is very, very eager to win back the state.
All right, that was NPR's Franco Ordonez in Michigan. Franco, thank you.
Thank you.